Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving. From stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. You are very welcome here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour lights you up and helps you move forward. Most of you know that I'm a knitting addict. Well, no. I'm not an addict because I only knit socially, and I can totally stop when I want to. No, okay, I'm an addict. I admit it. For me, knitting is part of my daily spiritual practice. It's meditative. It keeps me grounded. And a listener posted a wonderful video to my Facebook page this morning that features Renata Hiller of the Fiberworks Institute talking about the value of handwork in today's world. In just this little four-minute video, she touches on practicality, empathy, meditation, and the importance of what she calls practical work in helping all of us get a better grasp on the world around us. When you're holding plastic all day, she says, when you're not touching anything real, it's easy to start to feel disconnected. Renata is an advocate of teaching children to knit as well, and that right there is one of the reasons. Creating something, connecting with the materials, really allowing yourself to feel them, and then thinking about what is needed to complete the next stitch or the next step is something I think that we are losing touch with. You can see the video on my Facebook page. It's at facebook.com/fogcitypsychic. You might have to scroll down a little bit to get to it. I promise you that this is worth 4 minutes of your time, whether you care about knitting or not. My guest on today's show is Jody Chapman, and she is reaching women all over the world with her message of reconnection, of helping people who feel disconnected reach out and find something real, something meaningful, inviting them to begin to feel again. I don't know if Jody knits or not, but I will ask her in just a minute. But first, FogCityPsychic.com is the place to get details about what's happening on this show, upcoming classes and events, and so much more. You can poke around on the site to find out about me and what I'm doing. And if you're hankering for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, then you can set up a private reading with me at FogCityPsychic.com. Now, those of you who've been with me for a few years know all about the not-so-monthly newsletter. I called it that because it almost never came out. I had so much good stuff to share with all of you, but I hated putting the newsletter together. And so I never did it. And a wise friend of mine reminded me about how much I like to talk. Really? And she suggested that I start to do a sort of a audio blog thing that would let you know what I'm up to, offer some delightful discounts and freebies and so on. I took her advice, and so the Out of the Fog Minute was born. If you go to FogCityPsychic.com and trade me your email address, I will show up in your inbox about twice a month with audio musings about whatever's going on with me and links to discounts and all kinds of other good stuff. If that sounds like something you would enjoy, head over to FogCityPsychic.com and sign up. And now, with a light touch and deep insight, Jody Chapman helps people who are wondering, why am I here? those who feel that they've lost their connection with the universe. Through her writing, classes, and coaching, Jodi shares tools for those who seek gratitude and divine connection during difficult times. You can find more about Jodi and her work at jodichapman.com. Jodi, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you so much, Karen. You know I just adore you, so I'm so happy to be a part of your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Now you've made me blush a very nice pink color here.
Although I don't know if you'll still be my friend because I don't know how to knit.
No, I will be your friend because now I must teach you. I now have a purpose, and I'll be right over after the show.
Sounds perfect. I've actually tried. I've gotten the instruction books, and I really had this romantic notion that I was going to be this knitting person. Mm-hmm. And on winter days, I would sit at home, and it would just be comfortable and comforting, and it didn't work that way. I just could not figure out how to do it.
Did it make you angry? Because it makes me angry sometimes.
Yeah, it did, actually. And I just realized, you know what, I have a lot of talents, and knitting may not be one of them. I was okay with that.
I understand. And I know that you and your husband have a company. You make beautiful paper, beautiful journals, and that counts as doing something by hand, right?
It's true. It's true. We worked for many, many years, you know, using our hands to make jewelry and candles and journals and all sorts of basically anything crafty except knitting. So between the two of us, I think we have it covered.
Yes, we do. Well, and the thing about knitting is that knitting, if you do it right, is little loops. And if you don't do it right, it's little knots. And knots make most people enraged because you can't untie. Now, one of the things that you do is help people who've gotten into a knot. People who are feeling tangled up. They're not really sure which thing to pull on to release.
I love the segues.
Oh, thank you very much. I do this professionally. where they're not really sure how to kind of set themselves free. They don't know what to do next. What does it mean when you say that you help people plug back in? How do you know how to plug people back in?
That's a good question. I feel like I know how to do it because I've been unplugged before, and it's so easy. I think in this lifetime, you know, we're born such kind of pure souls, and all of life's hurts tend to pile up on all of us if we're not careful. And before we know it, we're walking through life on autopilot because a part of us has just shut down and we've forgotten our light and our purpose and our connection to the universe. And that's definitely what happened to me. And I found myself on the floor afraid of getting up. I had said no to almost every opportunity in my life because I was so afraid and just so disheartened and so out of touch with my connection to myself. And so I get it. I really get it. And I found a way, or several ways actually, to pull myself back up and to plug back in. And so now that's what I'm here to do. I've found that that's actually my purpose, which is really wonderful because I love talking about it. You know, there's something I love seeing someone's light turn on when they realize that the answers have always been inside of them. It's just maybe they needed some help finding the tools to plug back in.
It's wonderful. One of the things that I believe, and I feel I know through my own life experience, is that no matter how disconnected I feel, no matter how much I feel I may have kind of lost the thread, lost my path, the path is still there. The divine is still there. The connection is still there. It's just that I'm not looking at it.
That is so true. And you know, what I found for me is that I spent so much of my life either living in the past and worrying about the future. And the where we're plugged in is in the present moment. And so that was the one place that I had forgotten about. And so that's really the core of my teaching, is that if we can just remember to take that deep breath, center ourselves, and look around, you know, wake up to where we are right now, that's where life lives. You know, so many of us get stuck somewhere along the way, either with blame or hurts or just all of that gunk that kind of trails us as we, you know, if we don't deal with it along the way. Or, you know, I'm a real worrier, or I used to be, I'll say. It's still there a little bit. But so that's all future-oriented, and there's absolutely nothing we can do about that. And so when I realized that everything stems in the present moment, everything lives right here, that was such a wake-up call for me. And it sounds so simple, and it is really simple, but it's just being conscious of that that maybe is the tricky part.
You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Jody, we've just got a second before the break. When we come back in the next segment, I'm going to want to talk to you a little bit about what it means to come back to life, about your own personal experience of coming back to life and how that works. One of the challenges for people, I think, is sometimes when we call them into the present moment, and that's a big part of what I do too, is that they may be afraid that if they come into the present moment, their pain may be so much greater than it is right now when they've got all their energy in the past or all their energy in the future. And so maybe when we come back, we can talk a little bit about experience of pain in the present moment and what people can expect as they're bringing themselves into the present moment. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Jody Chapman, and you can find out more about Jody and her work at jodychapman.com. That's J-O-D-I, chapman.com. We'll be right back after this.
Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today. TheBreakthroughConnection.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, dancing in my little glamorous office chair to Aretha Franklin. My guest on today's show is Jody Chapman. You can find out more about Jody and her work at jodychapman.com. She writes the very popular Soul Speak blog. She offers the Coming Back to Life e-course and so much more. So I invite you to go over there and just kind of dip your toes into what she has to offer. That's a very deep well of resources, of tools, of information for you there. Jody, we were talking before we went to the break about how sometimes people are hesitant to come into the present moment because they're afraid that what they will meet there is their own pain. They're going to have to look at it face to face.
Right, definitely. And I felt that myself, I mean, which is why I was never in the present moment. You know, that's the fear, is that it'll be more than we can handle. And that's a normal fear to have. And so what I've found in my own life, and I'm going to talk about physical pain for a second, because it's funny to me how similar it was to emotional pain. And I was in a car accident 10 years ago, and because of that, I went through a few years of physical therapy and all sorts of doctor's visits and shots and that sort of thing, and I was in constant physical pain. And so what I ended up doing is nothing at all. I never moved. I never exercised. I never wanted to do anything that would cause me to feel pain because, of course, what do we do when we think we're going to feel pain? We avoid it at all costs. And so what happened was 10 years had gone by, and I had become, my body had become just a shell almost. And so I started working with a healer, and he said, you know what you need to do is move through the pain. And I thought, well, easy for you to say, you're not the one hurting. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, okay, and he said, well, how is this working for you? You know, what you've been doing for the last 10 years. And I said, well, obviously not very well, or I wouldn't be talking to you. So he said, try my way and just see. So the next time you feel pain, you know, if you do something that's going to cause pain and you start to feel it, move. Go through it. Let it move out of your body rather than keeping it inside. And I thought with a very skeptical, cynical mind, fine, I'll try it. And what happened was amazing. He was right. And so the next time for me it was vacuuming, which seems like such an easy thing for most people. But for me, I hadn't vacuumed in 10 years because of the pain. So I vacuumed, and of course it started. I could feel it in my neck, and I kept going, and I did it joyfully and gratefully, and I thanked my body for this moment that I could feel. I could feel this body and this pain, and I could... So I kept vacuuming, and what happened was the pain left my body and went away, and it hasn't come back. And so to answer your question, with emotional pain, where we're so afraid of feeling it and going through it and moving through it, it's really the same. I found that it's the exact same process. When we stop avoiding it, we let it move through our body and out of our body. Yes, while it's there, it sucks. No getting around it. It's not fun. It's not pleasant. But it leaves, and we can be grateful that we're feeling something, because that's the process of coming back to life. You know, when you're numb, you don't feel anything. And so thank yourself and your emotions and your pain for bringing you back, because that's the process of rebirth. You know, you're coming back to life, and that's a beautiful process, and it will go away. It will not stay there forever.
Mm. I talk to people sometimes who really want someone to take the pain off them. Isn't there a magic word that I could say? Or isn't there, if I just, a lot of times it has to do with, if I just buy this, or if I just do this, or if I just commit myself to this, and then it will be taken off me. And my sense, and in my personal experience, especially with physical issues and chronic pain and all that stuff, nothing takes it off you except you releasing it in that way. Right?
That's perfectly said, because it's so true. And one of the things that I teach with Coming Back to Life is something that not very many of us want to hear, including me, and that's that we need to take responsibility for our life and where we are in this moment and how we got here. And that's not something that's always pleasant to realize, because we have to kind of take our role in our pain, and stop blaming and stop pointing fingers and turn it back to ourselves. And that's really one of the most powerful tools in coming back to life, is just realizing that you kind of helped yourself get here by your choices, and you, that empowers you to know that you can go to where you want to go. I love that piece.
And it doesn't have to be a punishment. Sometimes when people, in the work that I do, I talk a lot about helping people reconnect with the divine, their divine connection, the divine part of them, that part of you that you just can't lose. Even when you think you've lost it, it's all still there. People are afraid to come into the present moment. They're afraid to connect with the divine, because I think what they're worried about finding there is not just the pain, but that there might be some kind of judgment. Look at you, you messed it all up. Look at these terrible choices you made. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Look how much pain you're in right now, and it serves you right. I think that's what people think they're going to find in the present moment.
And they might find that. They might. You know, the inner critic can be very devastating to hear, you know. But that's where the responsibility part comes in. When that voice starts going, and your fear that you're going to hear that voice, and it actually happens, and so that's happening, you can stop that. You can turn that around. You have the power. And so that's the beautiful part of this, is it's not in some book, and it's not in some other healer, and it's not looking outside yourself. You've got it within you. And that's what I love about it, is that it comes from your soul, your connection to the divine, like you said, and you can change that at any moment of any time.
What could someone do who is teetering on the edge of the present moment and afraid to come in? is there something you can share that might help someone cross that threshold, let go of the past, let go of the future worries just for a second, and kind of tiptoe gently into the present moment?
Definitely. There's many, many, many things. I'll just share a couple of them. One just happened to me before we went on air today, and it's just, to me, it's a perfect example of my life prior to coming back to life and my life now. And so before I came back to life, I lived my life as a solo act, where I didn't want anyone to help me. I was very jaded and skeptical and didn't trust or open up to anyone. It was a very lonely way to live. And a lot of times when we're numb and disconnected, that's how we're living. We've pulled away from life and from connection. And so the opposite of that is connection, and really opening your heart to people and believing, really believing, that people are good and that they're loving and that they want to help you and support you. And so right before this call, maybe an hour prior, on my Facebook page, because I always get jitters before interviews, as you know, Karen, and I was thinking, this isn't about me. I need to take it out of me and do something of service so that it becomes about everyone else. And so I pulled some angel cards, but I said, I just have time to pull 10. And someone, this beautiful angel, whose name is Jamie, came in, because immediately way more than 10 responded within a few seconds. And she went through everybody after the 10 and answered all of them, pulled a card for every single person.
Wow.
And my heart just opened, and I thought, this is what it's about, this connection, this community, this love. It's not any of this earth stuff that we get so wrapped up in sometimes. It's so much deeper than that. And so if you're feeling on the brink, you know, and you're not sure how to get to the present moment and you're stuck in the past, open up to the love that's all around you. And you could either do something to be of service for someone. That'll immediately connect you to the present moment. You can share gratitude for something that someone's done for you. Think of all the things that are happening in your life right now. Not something that happened yesterday or something that's going to happen in the future, but something right now that you're happy about, that you're grateful for, because that's what grounds you. And the easiest thing, for me at least, is just take a deep breath. You know, just... because the breath will bring you to this present moment in a second. And it sounds simple. All of these things sound so simple because they are. You know, life, I don't believe life was meant to be hard. I don't think it was meant to be a struggle. I think we want it to be a struggle somehow, or we think it should be, but I don't think it is. I think it's really that easy.
Mm. And something like taking a breath or sending a thought of gratitude to someone is something you can do if you've chosen the wrong line at the grocery store, which is one of the things I do all the time. If any of you have any hints about how to get in the right line, I'd like to know it. But you can do it anywhere, and it unfailingly brings you right to the present moment. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Jody Chapman, and we'll be right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is Jody Chapman. You can find out more about Jody and all the wonderful things she brings into the world, the Soul Speak blog, the Coming Back to Life e-course, many, all her writings, the journals that she creates, all of that. Go to jodychapman.com, please, J-O-D-I-C-H-A-P-M-A-N, jodychapman.com, and take a look at what she's offering. Now, Jody, before we went to the break, you were talking about gratitude and opening up to people and opening your heart and loving them, and I hear you saying that now, but see, I know that you used to be a skeptic, a big old skeptic, and all this opening your heart to the love of other people, I don't know, I'm a little suspicious, because you've got the skepticism thing, right?
I totally do, and you're right, and it's so funny, my life now, compared to how it was just a few years ago, is just completely different, and I sometimes don't even recognize myself, but I do, because I'm who I've always been. I just was afraid to share that with the world, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I was open. I think most of us probably have a similar journey, maybe just not to the extremes that I took it, where when we're young, we're open to the divine and the universe and all the miracles that happen in our life. And like I said before, this pain of just being alive, you know, just piled up on top of my soul. And I got angry with the universe and God, and I thought, you know, if there really is a loving spirit, then why is my life so hard, and why am I hurting so much, and why is all of this, you know, yuck happened to me? And so I closed it off. I closed that portal that was open to the universe and to trusting, and I went completely the other way, into skepticism. And I even, as you know, worked for a magazine for 5 years that debunks any mystical or paranormal claims. I was really, really skeptical. I did not believe in anything outside of what I could see with my human eyes and my human self. And so there were no angels. There was just nothing. I didn't believe in it. And it was a really lonely place to live, I will say, but it was safe. It was comfortable. It was the known. It was my home. And so what happened was I lived this way until 2.5 years ago, and it wasn't working out very well for me. I was pretty miserable in a lot of ways. I was married and in a really wonderful relationship, but everything other than that, was it felt like it was falling apart. And I was at, I guess my lowest moment was we had just moved, and the house that we had moved into our dream home and thought that we'd be there forever. And anyway, it didn't work out and we had to move. And our business wasn't doing as well as we had hoped it would. And I was in bed with the covers pulled up over my head and thought, I can't keep doing this. I can't keep living like this. There's got to be more. And so I had this dream that night, and it was this faceless guy held a gun to his head and said, I think if I pull the trigger, I won't die. And you know those dreams that you have where it feels kind of real and mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like a dream? And in the dream, I said to him, no, I think you would die. Please put the gun down. And I tried to convince him, and he was laughing, and he said, no, you see, I don't think we ever die. I think we go on forever. And he pulled the trigger, and there was no blood, and he was alive. He didn't die. He was right.
Huh.
And so then I woke up, and I couldn't shake it. I went into the shower and just tried to wake up and just get it away from me because it was so real. And as I was shampooing my hair, this is where the woo-woo part of the show starts. I felt a bump at the base of my skull that was the size of a bullet. And it was hot. And I thought, what is going on? But I still, you know, I'm a skeptic. And so I thought maybe I'd bump my head in the middle of the night. I didn't put the two together. Mm-hmm. So then I got onto Facebook, and I found out that my childhood sweetheart had killed himself the night before by shooting himself in the head.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's what actually started my entire journey. That's what flipped my life, that moment right there. Because he started communicating with me. And that was him in the dream. That was true, what was on, you know, the bump in my skull. And that day, I found a cross pendant in the middle of my floor, just sitting there.
And
I don't usually find crosses in the middle of my floor. And he just, I could hear him, and it was completely freaking me out. And so it took, honestly, a year of him sending me signs and me learning to trust that this was really happening, because I had all of that programming of skepticism and all of that just closed offness, I guess is the word. So I needed to open my heart and allow myself to take this in and just to realize that this is possible. And it was, it is. So that's how everything just changed from then on.
Wow. Do you feel, has he stayed with you as you have continued into this new chapter of your life?
I wish I could say that he's here as much as he used to be. This was 2.5 years ago, and
mm-hmm.
no, I don't feel him as much, but I'm not asking for him to be around as much either. And so he told me that he, you know, he's always here. I just need to ask. And he'll come, you know, show up. But I kind of feel like we've done our job. We wrote a book together, which is coming out, where he shared what it's like on the other side, and then I talked about my journey here, because his message for all of us is that he had died on this plane at least, but that I wasn't living while it was here, even though I was still alive technically. I wasn't living. And so he really wants us to embrace our lives while we're here and see them as the beautiful gifts that we are, and to know that we can balance the spiritual and the physical, and that it's okay. You know, it's actually a beautiful thing to have both. You know, because I didn't have the the spiritual at all. I had just the physical, and then I kind of moved the other way when he was with me all the time and moved into the spiritual and didn't embrace the physical. And so now I'm learning that you can have both and it can be balanced. And it's a beautiful gift that I've been given. And I feel a real responsibility to share his message. Yeah.
Wow. And I think that balance, at least to me, finding that balance, because we are divine energy, we are immortal, we are all that good, all the woo-woo stuff, and yet at the same time we are in physically frail containers, right? And we are such an interesting blend of the mortal and the immortal, of pain and bliss, of joy and fear, of all, you know, we are the physical and the spiritual all the time, even if we're only paying attention to one aspect. And so balance
That's
is so important.
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this was such a beautiful gift. And I think for anyone who's feeling that disconnect, you know, getting back to what we were talking about in the beginning, when I opened up to the possibility, I didn't even have to believe it in all of it at once, just opened the door a little bit to the possibility that maybe there was more than I could see or that I could feel or that I could take in at that moment. That's when my world shifted, and when I started walking one step forward toward that door, just one step at a time, and then I took another step and then another one, and I kept saying yes, and I kept doing it, my entire world started to change, and it opened up. And that's why I said I wouldn't even recognize myself from now until just a few years ago. It's completely different because I've continued to stay in touch with this divine presence in my world, and I have to tell you, it will never steer you off your course. You know, it's so amazing. And that may sound really Pollyanna-like, but it's the truth.
Mm-hmm. And that's available to each one of us. It may, you know, be different for everyone, but every single one of us can connect with that divine spark in us, and that is what then gives you the power to keep going forward a step at a time, to keep opening those doors, to keep saying yes.
Exactly. And you don't have to have this sort of experience. You know, I have a lot of people that have said to me, well, that's good for you. You know, you had this huge, you know, spiritual awakening where this guy's talking to you, but most of us don't have that. So I guess we're not going to be able to wake up.
Huh.
And that's not true at all, that you don't have to have this, you know, this person from above communicating with you. It's great if you do. But if you don't, it's equally great because the answers are in you. You don't have to look outside of yourself. That's, you know, it's really, we're born with this. It's in our soul.
Wonderful.
We're always connected. We just forget.
Yes, absolutely right. You are listening to Out of the Fog. My guest is the wonderful Jody Chapman. You can find out more about her and her work at jodychapman.com. We'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I love you. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest today is Jody Chapman. I bet she loves you, too. She doesn't know you as well as I do, but I have a feeling that she loves you, too. What do you think, Jody? Do you love them, too?
I definitely do. I do. So much love going around.
I know there is. We were kind of joking off the air in the little break there. We were just making ourselves feel all good. It's the Mutual Admiration Society around here today. I loved what you were saying right before we went to the break about how people who are feeling stuck, who are wanting to come back to life, wanting to plug back in, might feel like because an angel didn't show up in their living room and start talking to them, that they're not going to have a spiritual connection. And you have a really important piece of your work is teaching about vulnerability, about how you can be open and loving, even if you're starting from a place of being completely shut down.
It's true. And like I said, I keep coming back to my story, but that's what I know.
So yeah.
For me, you know, like I said, I was so closed off and didn't want to be open at all. I was afraid. And so it comes back to fear. And we all have, you know, fear in our life, but we also all have the ability to turn that into love and turn that into openness and open hearts. And it can be really scary. But what I did is, like I said before, I just started taking chances and I just started seeing what would happen if I opened up just a little bit, if I took that chance, just a tiny, tiny, itty bitty step. And then I waited. Did my world fall apart?
Right.
You know, I waited for the crash, and it didn't happen. And I thought, okay, I'm going to be authentic, and I'm going to share my heart with the world, and that's what I do on my blog. And that is terrifying sometimes, because there's no wall between me and you, and me and everyone. And so if someone doesn't like it, it comes straight to my heart. And so that's a risk that I'm willing to take. Higher vibration when you live in love than when you live in fear. I know you know that.
I do. And one of the biggest lessons I had was that the first time I heard from someone who didn't like what I was doing, I went right back to my old way of being. I went right, you know, you get the big box of Cheez-Its and you fall head down into the big box of Cheez-Its. I went right back to my old way of dealing with things. And then I realized, wait a second, I have the choice. I can absolutely do that. Every time someone says they don't like me, I can absolutely go back to the old way, or I can choose a new way. I'm still going to feel that. It's still not going to feel good, but I don't have to hurt myself because somebody else doesn't like what I'm doing. For me, that was like, I don't know, like fireworks going off and angels singing. It was such a big deal for me to get my head around that I could choose my reaction. What someone else did to me didn't dictate my reaction. I was choosing that.
Oh, and that's so powerful. And when it comes down to it, you know, we all have this approval seeker inside of us. And so it's natural to want everyone to love us. That's completely natural, but it's so important that they're loving the real you. you know, because so often we see our persona or our representative out in the world, and when it comes back and we think, well, that's not, they're not really loving me. And I didn't want that to happen. I wanted to share me with the world, and I connect with people that I feel are truly being themselves. That means more to me than anything, is that I can sense that they're allowing themselves to be vulnerable, and they've opened their hearts, and to me, that's the bravest thing anybody can do, is to live in that space.
Now, you sent me a prayer that you wanted me to read here as we get to the end of our time together. The prayer is Drenched in Holiness. Can you say a little bit about why you asked me to read it?
I thank you, yes. I asked you to read it because I would cry through it, and so I tried to read it off the air, and it didn't work. And so I want people to be able to hear what it says. But Debbie Ford wrote it, and for anybody who's listening who knows Debbie Ford, she passed away last week, and it is all of us right now as we see our potential and the possibility.
Debbie wrote, called Drenched in Holiness. Dear God, Spirit, Divine Mother, on this day I ask you to grant this request. May I know who I am and what I am every moment of every day. May I be a catalyst for light and love and bring inspiration to those whose eyes I meet. May I have the strength to stand tall in the face of conflict and the courage to speak my voice even when I'm scared. May I have the humility to follow my heart and the passion to live my soul's desires. May I seek to know the highest truth and dismiss the gravitational pull of my lower self. May I embrace and love the totality of myself, my darkness as well as my light. May I be brave enough to hear my heart, to let it soften so that I may gracefully choose faith over fear. Today is my day to surrender anything that stands between the sacredness of my humanity and my divinity. May I be drenched in my holiness and engulfed by your love. May all else melt away. And so it is.
Beautiful.
That is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a wonderful way to close our time together, Jody. How can people find out more about the Coming Back to Life e-course, connect with your blog? What should these people do? Because they want more of you, I can tell.
Thank you. My website is jodychapman.com. It's with an I. And the Coming Back to Life e-course, actually, registration opens on Monday. So if they sign up before then, they'll get on the waiting list, and there's an early bird the course.
Oh, nice.
They can read. Yeah, they could read all about me there. Everything's on that site.
Wonderful. Jody, thank you so much for being on the show today. Many blessings to you.
Thank you so much. I just love you to pieces.
Oh, and it's returned. Double that. Thank you, Jody. That is all the time we have for today. Please don't forget to head over to fogcitypsychic.com and trade me your email for a subscription to the twice monthly audio message that I'm calling the Out of the Fog Minute. Honestly, it's more like 3 or 4 minutes, but that doesn't sound as good, right? Out of the Fog Minute sounds good. While you're over at fogcitypsychic.com, just click on everything. I've got some great classes coming up. I'm going to be all over the airwaves doing guest spots on other radio shows, and you're always welcome to connect with me for a private, intuitive session so maybe I can help you move out of the fog. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading just a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit fogcitypsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to fogcitypsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.